focus message is the fruit of your life. The fruit of your life. All of us here are familiar with, I want to show this image up here, with these. These are called what? No, that's all right. They are seeds. They're seeds. Yeah, I didn't expect that one, I promise you. But they do kind of look like pistachios a little bit. They definitely do. But they are seeds. And one of the things when we look at a seed, it isn't always a real pretty thing to look at. But what a seed represents is life. And if a seed is planted by an action, which is a purpose to fulfill that seed's design. God created seeds with what? A purpose. And that purpose is to bear, you know what it is, fruit. Now, I said you know what it is. Keep it there this morning because we're going to do a little exercise called, you remember that show years ago called Name That Tune? Remember that? How many of y'all actually watched that? Raise your hand. So I know we're getting on up there. And you can still find it on YouTube if you're curious, young people. Name That Tune. Well, I'm going to ask this morning for us to name that seed. But here's the rules. You can't blurt it out, so please don't say it if you know it. And let me just give you a hint. It is not pistachios, okay? So the way this is going to work, if you know what type of seed that is, I'm going to ask the first person to come up and to name it in this microphone. Who knows what type of seed that is that's willing to come up here and name it? Come on up. Now y'all pray for her. Here we go.
An orange.
You think it's an orange seed? Let's look. It is an orange seed. Give her a hand. Give her a hand. Watch you if you stand right over here. Just right over here. Okay? So let's go to the next one. Don't have too many of these. Now, this is a little tougher. It's in these seeds are in a cup, so it kind of gives you a perspective. Anybody know what kind of seeds are in that cup? If you raise your hand, come on up. Who, anybody here know what kind of seed that is? You can't say it, but you got to come say it here. Come on up here, son. Don't be shy. Now, have we talked about this?
No.
Okay, here we go.
Poppy seed.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. It's a good try, without a doubt. A good try. Belinda keeps going like this. You got to make up your mind. You got to come on up. You got to come on up. All right.
Is it a kiwi?
Can we give her a hand? All right. It's a kiwi. Come right over here. All right, a kiwi. Austin, you were close. You were close. Okay, the next seed. Does anybody recognize that that's willing to come up here and put it on the line? I see a hand right here. Which one? Who came first? Put him in a headlock if you... Yeah, here we go. All right.
Come on. It's pumpkin...
Look at her mouth.
It's pumpkin seeds.
Sorry. Here comes sister. Come on, Danae. This is a tricky. It is.
Sunflower seed.
Let's give her a hand. All right. Who? Anybody else? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean with the aunt. Anybody else? Jasmine's going to come on. You got to come on up. You got to face everybody when you make that claim. All right.
Cantaloupe.
Let's look. Cantaloupe. Let's give them a hand. Give them a hand. Now we have one more to do, and this one is tricky. As you look at that. Okay. Tammy, you gotta come on up. You gotta commit.
Is it a pomegranate?
I'm sorry. All right, anybody else? I'm having too much fun with that. I'm sorry. Anybody else? You can't say it out. You can't say it out. And honey, they're not a fruit. They're not a fruit. Chocolate chips are not fruit. Okay. Okay, anybody else? Well, let's give them a chance first, and if nobody, Tracy, come on up. Don't be shy. All right. And again, face the congregation.
Is it a grape seed?
I'm sorry. Okay, you can come up. If you can handle again, you can come on up.
Can I go up close?
You can go up close, sure.
You don't look no better up close.
I know.
I knew this one was going to be a
challenge. Is it an apple seed?
That's all right. That's all right. Okay, anybody else? Now, let me just throw this out. As you know, pictures can be magnified, okay? So that's not life size, all right? It's magnified. Anybody else? And I guess I'll give you a hint. You can make preserves out of this. You can make pies out of this. And if you want to, you can make cobbler. That really helps you a lot, doesn't it? And again, it's a fruit. You know it's a fruit. Anybody else? Who's got a guess? David, you want to come try again? Okay. If you can handle it. Okay. Regina, did you say you got to come up? You got to commit. Regina, you got to come up to the microphone. Yeah, okay. All right. Let me give you one more hint. One more hint. It is a type of a berry. It's a type of a berry. Okay, come on up. It's a type of a berry, and again, it's magnified.
Is it strawberry?
Beep. I'm sorry. All right.
Is it blackberry seeds?
Okay.
Is it a date?
I'm sorry. Y'all getting sick of that sound. Come on. Come on, Roswell. Come on. Remember.
Cranberry.
I'm sorry. Liz, now remember, guys, it's berry. Makes wonderful pies and cobbler. Here we go.
Is it a grape?
I'm sorry. We're going to do, Tracy, come on up. Remember, it's magnified, and it's a berry.
Is it a blueberry?
Let's look. It is a blueberry. Come on up, Tracy. All right. Y'all stand right up here. Right. We have the oranges. You can have a seat. And we have the cantaloupes.
We're here.
Whenever a seed finds its purpose, it is a delightful thing, isn't it? It scares me nowadays. You go and you buy produce, and they have worked things out in such a way that the seeds aren't there. And that can be a major problem. But God created the seed to bring forth fruit, just like He has created our lives so that we would be fruitful. What does your life add to this world? You know, seeds just laying around on a counter or wherever, if they're not brought into their purpose, just they don't amount to much. Same way with our lives. If our lives are not fruitful, we are missing our purpose. What does our life add to this world? That's a fair question, a needed question for us to ask. Our life is a trust that God has faithfully given unto us. And I want to say this morning. If today was your last day on earth, what impact did your life have on others? If today it was just going to be cut off and we would not be able to breathe any longer, what impact did our life have upon this earth? Again, our life is a trust that God did not just randomly throw out there, but it was placed into our care by His divine hand. Let's look at the origins of where life came from. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 tells us this about human life. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils, and let's say this together, the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Unlike any other life form upon this earth, man has God breathing the breath of life in us. Placed in us is not a misguided form of life. It is a life that has been given divinely with the ability to communicate with our Creator. Not only do we have a conscience of God, but we have an ability to have Him speak directly to us. And in us, we were created. Unlike any other form of life, we were created in His very image. Life is a divine impartation from God. The breath of life is not out here. The breath of life is living in you. God has entrusted you with His breath of life. People get discouraged as they walk upon this earth and they get tore down by this life on this earth. And a lot of that is to lessen our value in how we view this gift of life. The breath of life is entrusted into your care. It's that seed that we come across that God allows us to do with whatever we want to. No one forces the seed to be planted. The seed, God has a way of planting that seed without the hand of man. But if we are entrusted with seed for fruit to come, it must be placed into the right soil. The seed of your life is entrusted to you by no one else but God. Acts 17:25 tells us this. And he is not served by human hands, speaking of God, as if he needed anything. Rather, he, speaking of God, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. It's not an accident that we're here. It's divinely purposed for us to be on this earth. Yet there's all kinds of clouds that want to get in our vision of what this thing of called life really is. But it is a gift handed to us by God. And in him, he has chosen to give us this life, this breath, and to give us everything else to fulfill its original purpose. Everything else. Acts 17:28, the latter part tells us this, for in him we live and move and have our being. Do you ever doubt the value of your life? Do you ever wake up some mornings and just feel, why bother? Why even go through another day? Somewhere, life, in our journey called life, something has come in to devalue what this gift is and to confuse us to the origin of where it came from. What fruit will come about from this God-given trust? For in him we live and move and have our being. In ourselves, we will live by just getting by. We will not be connected to the being that God has created us to be. Meaning, life comes with purpose. It's more than just breathing air. It is given with great purpose. And for everyone that's in this room, the purpose is unique and it is different, but it is glorious. What is the yield of your life? One of the ways that we can determine the yield of our life is what we say. For that fruit is first going to be established within our heart and our knowing. And what is in our heart and what is in our knowing is going to radiate and pronounce itself from our thoughts and in our thoughts and in our words. What fruit is being yielded by the gift of life that God has entrusted to you? And another way of asking this, what do you live for? What do you live for? For some people, they live for the void. It's just a fact. Life makes no sense. It's just make it up as you go. Just suffer through. Just live basically for nothing. Just somehow make this body in tune to something that just gives me strength to get through another day. And for many, it's checking out with substances and things that feed the flesh and leave the spirit dehydrated and unattended. And when it's all boiled down, it's just living for the void. And that is where many are And if we're honest, we will struggle at times to escape the void, living for nothing, just passing time. God gives us this life, and every second is of value. If you don't think it's of value, if you've ever had an issue where health was challenged, or you thought this is the big one, it made you think again of how precious life is. But why would it take that dramatic experience to credit God for what He's already given us? We should live for more than the void. Living for nothing, just passing time. And then this is something that's very honest. Just trying to survive. In fact, I'm just trying to want to live. There's an epidemic in our society of suicide because people have been seated in the void. And society has lessened its wisdom to pronounce to people what this value is, or what the value of life truly is, and where it came from. So why should we be amazed or troubled or surprised, is a better way of saying that, that so many people just choose, why bother? Just kill yourself. Just move on. Living an empty life is a dangerous habit. For some people, the danger ended up to leading them to the point of just taking their life. For others, their life and their purpose is not embraced, so their life doesn't yield fruit, it yields pain to others. I had the opportunity to be at a family gathering the other day, and it wasn't my family, it was church family, which is my family, and I saw this granddaddy. And I was looking at him, he's late 80s, and he was just beaming, smiling. And when family would come in contact with him, smiles came about. And I knew the backstory of this granddaddy. This granddaddy lived his life and is living his life to bless his family. And he's been a strength to his family because he's been there. He set a very high and a wonderful standard. His life, living in God's purpose, is such a blessing to others. But what happens when we stay in the void and we live just trying to get through, just passing time, just trying to survive? What is the fruit of our life producing in others? For some, and this is so sad to say, and I don't mean it to be ugly, as my mom would say, don't be ugly. You've been there. Someone passes and dies. And at their funeral, those that are gathered there have thoughts. What difference does it make that they're gone? And for some family members, their load and their pain level could possibly drop because that person is no longer on this earth. Where did that come from? It came from living for the void and not living for the gift entrusted to us by God. Life is never separated in God's eyes from purpose. Those that live life rejecting purpose are living life in a dead state. Because for life to be lived, purpose must be applied. Either we're spreading life and encouragement to others by this gift, or we're spreading negativity and death and suffering. Living an empty life again is a dangerous habit. Ecclesiastes 12, chapter 12, verse 1 tells us this. Now listen close, young people. God wants us to get it early. Because if we don't get it early, we are going to treat life in an imbalanced manner, and we're going to cede ourselves to a place that we may never break out of. Youth is a beautiful thing because youth is pliable. And without God, as age pronounces its reality on us, without God, we become hardened, callous, unchangeable, unmovable. Remember your Creator in the days of your what? Youth. Young people, know God now. Don't wait to know God. Know God now and embrace Him with all of your heart now. Because what He will build in you as a young person is amazing what He will do. Don't let the foolishness of others around you that are in your age group take you away from the full expression of life that God has destined for you. Wisdom is not limited by your age. In fact, I think wisdom is magnified by your age. What a celebration it is to see a young person understand God and the voice that that has to endless ages. Living an empty life again is a dangerous habit. Young people, remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, listen closely to this, I find no pleasure in them. Life means nothing. Life is a hassle to me. Life is just painful and just this thing I got to get through. God's saying, young people, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Build that foundation early while you can still see before the callousness comes upon you. For habits of distancing ourselves from our Creator, not being mindful of our Creator, only makes us numb and unwise until we meet this scary place of living as a fool. A fool does not perceive the value of life, nor where the source of life has come from. But if you're young and you have a willingness to remember your Creator, look out at how God will instill in you the trust that He has given, the value of life. Because trouble is coming. Days of discomfort is coming. But if I am seated in God early, then I weather so much easier. But if I wait to remember God until I am old, I will have no time for God. Because I have made life not after His design and His definition, but I have made life fit my definition. The void, a life that has no pleasure in living, life without purpose is no life at all. Let me say this again, life without the purpose of God is no life at all. That's what God is wanting us to see, is connect to the purpose of why He's placed you here. For only then will you live the life abundantly and fully. The breath of life comes complete with purpose. Life equals purpose. So if you wake up and you feel like I have no purpose, I have no reason, it is an attack upon your life. You have reason. You have purpose. You have tremendous value. That seed of life that God has entrusted to you will yield fruit upon fruit upon fruit upon fruit. Exit the void. See, we choose between the void or purpose. Some voids are pseudo. They're false beliefs. If I will sell out to this purpose, then I'll be happy. Only to find out when I vest in a purpose that's not of God, it is shallow. It is empty. It will carry me for a number of years, but it will carry me away from God. What happens when it carries me away from God? I harden inside and I seed myself in my purpose and not God's purpose. Not a good place to be. We choose between the void or purpose. See, many choose the void because of the lack of responsibility and accountability. I will not seek out God's purpose because I don't want to be responsible for that. Or I will not seek out God's purpose because I don't want to be accountable for that. Many choose, again, to stay in the void because they are fearful of responsibility and accountability. But let me make this really clear. We can avoid responsibility, but we cannot avoid accountability. For each of us will give an account to God for how we live out this precious gift called life, each of us. And we're going to pick back up on this message next week. Purpose is not willing the eyes of man towards you. See, that's where purpose comes and gets distorted. It associates itself with attention many times. If the eyes of man are not upon me, somehow that lessens my life. If men do not recognize what I do or what I have accomplished, does that somehow lessen the value of our purpose? Nothing could be further from the truth. It is only the few that are given that path that is seen by multitudes. Or receives the praises and the celebration of man, the accolades of man. And if we have learned anything, when more people celebrate us, more suffering awaits us. So the beauty is knowing God this day, I will fulfill your purpose in my life. And purpose is not something that is way out at a distance. Purpose is day by day in our lives. You were faithful to come into this house today to honor God. Purpose. You were faithful to reach out to God this week and encounter his voice through his word, through calling out to him, through prayer, through acknowledging him, purpose. You were faithful to speak to someone with kindness and love this week, purpose fulfilled. You honored the commitment to your family by laboring so that their needs would be covered. Purpose. You rejected in your heart that bitterness that sought to seed deep in you for something that was brought forth as wrong to you. and you rejected its rooting in your heart, purpose fulfilled. You know, I look at the power of the church in this amazing way, and I think it's tough because if we don't value life and purpose, we will not value our family called the church. We won't. But if we value life and purpose of God, collectively as a family, amazing things occur. But somebody's come in and lied to us. It doesn't matter. You don't have to seek and ask God how you're to serve and make a difference in this little family. You know, for some of us, Daddy just said, somebody will feed them. I ain't worried about it. But for others, the dad woke up in the morning and says, got to feed my kids. Got to set a good example for my kids. For others, moms labored with all of their life to nurture the environment of their home. For others, the home didn't matter. But think of the value that comes across and the quality of life that God describes as abundant life when we embrace life with purpose. Young people, as you journey in this beautiful thing called life, don't let the stresses and the things that have come against you block you from the purpose that God has for you. For the one that has suffered greatly, God has seated that trial. He has allowed that trial, not to destroy you, but to make you stronger. You have trusted God when others have dropped their purpose. And you've seen him follow through. You've seen him bring forth a plan. And the mere fact that you still trust and love him today lets you know his purpose is alive. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Where are we today? Where are we in our journey called life? For the youth, our intercession is remember God, trust God. When you look at this beautiful thing called life, never separate life from God's purpose for you. You are filled with his purpose. And I celebrate that today. I would ask if we could just bow for a moment in prayer this morning. God, I thank you for these precious lives that are gathered here today to honor you. Lord, we celebrate the purpose that each of these precious lives represent. Thank you, Lord, by their faithfulness to come today. They've seeded encouragement in my heart. It's given me courage, God, to continue because they are honoring you with the actions, with the steps of their life. In the name of Jesus, if this is in your heart today, if we can stand to our feet. If this is something that you want to communicate to God, I would ask that you would pray this unto him in your own way. Lord, I plant my life in the soil of your purpose. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, may we not just look at purpose at a distance, but it's a daily step. And the greatest purpose right now is to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, spirit, and strength in the name of Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, Lord. We plant our lives, that seed of our lives, in your purpose in the name of Jesus. Lord, bring forth in me the fruit of your purpose. Let me be able to see and know that I know I am seated where God is called in the name of Jesus. And the beauty is this. He's given us the Holy Spirit to call us, to redirect us. If we move outside of the soil, the Holy Spirit will alert us and gently, kindly, lovingly lead us back. Plant the seed of my life in the soil of your purpose, Lord Jesus. Now this morning, enemies come with a lying spirit. They come trying to scare us and trying to make us feel that they're greater than God in us. So Lord, we ask, by your power, I reject the void in the name of Jesus. I reject the void of just getting by, just believing, Lord, it's just another day, that there's no reason behind it. In the name of Jesus, I reject the void in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Father, if this is in your heart this morning, young people, everyone here, if this is in your heart in your own way, Lord, I will number and value my days. Lord, I will number, meaning I will count my days as something of treasure, of value. Lord, I will number and value my days to fulfill your purpose one day at a time. One day at a time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And